dozens of Domino's pizzas on my first credit card and became a brother of Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity. Although I wouldn't have acknowledged it then, looking back, I see that being normal was my main goal. Fitting in felt infinitely better than standing out. I worked hard to dress like the rest, Levi's and polos were king, act like the rest, party hardy, study hardly, and in between chase any girl I meet, blend in like the rest, act cool no matter what, talk like everyone else so they'll know I'm as cool as they are. For me and my peers, normal was in. Nobody we knew wanted to be weird, except for that freshman we paid $10 to eat a live roach, but I think he liked the notoriety. Normal was cool, and weird was uncool. Normal people were winners on their way up. Weird people were losers headed downward. When your full-time job is fitting in, you rarely stop to contemplate the more serious issues of life. That is, until one of the more serious issues in life smacks you upside the head. All of us cool wannabes experienced such a blow one warm October night my sophomore year. Laura, one of the most normal girls I knew, had started driving the 3-hour trip home to see her parents. Like most normal college kids, she'd probably had much less sleep between late weeknights studying and late weekends partying than her body needed. And on that tragic night, she fell asleep at the wheel, wrapped her car around a tree, and died instantly. Suddenly, normal life didn't seem so normal anymore. Laura's death was so sudden, so unexpected, and so permanent. She was 18 and had her whole life ahead of her. Beautiful, smart, funny, she was just like all the rest of us. Only now she had a firm grasp on the meaning of eternity, something my normal friends and I conveniently avoided considering. Our school hosted a celebration service to honor Laura's life and to give us an opportunity to mourn. I sat silently on the end of the third-row pew in that tiny campus chapel most of us had worked so hard to avoid until then, aware that life was now different, but not exactly sure how. Suddenly, my English lit test and tennis match the next day no longer seemed so important. This was only the beginning. Without warning, my normal mindset started to bother me. Like a dull toothache that begins to throb, my discomfort with the way things were seemed to increase steadily. For years, I'd asked the questions normal people ask. Why won't the head cheerleader go out with me? What class should I take? Should I change my major? Am I popular enough? Good enough? Successful enough? Can I get a good enough education to land a good job and afford a good house and marry a good woman and have good kids, all so I can, what, be normal? With a kind of magnetic power, Laura's death now pulled me toward bigger questions. Is this all there is to life? Why am I here? What if that had been me dozing off behind the steering wheel? If my life ended now, would it matter? What happens after you die? Is there really a God and a heaven and a hell and all the Christian stuff I've heard about? These new questions led me to do something totally abnormal for my frat pack of jocks and hardcore party people. Start a Bible study. I admit that, fueled mostly by my newfound fear and anxiety, I also saw an opportunity to improve our fraternity's free-falling reputation. And if I could pass off my new interest in God as a PR move, then my real motivation could remain secret. After all, normal people don't go around thinking about dying and eternity and the meaning of life every day, do they? And technically, it probably shouldn't have been called a Bible study. This was more of a try to read the Bible with a bunch of people who don't know squat about the Bible meeting. And for the record, I wasn't the Bible study type. While I wasn't sure what that type was, it seemed a safe bet that it wasn't the guy who hit on sorority girls at the weekly keg party. So despite the jeering and mocking of our friends, a few frat brothers and I gathered on a Tuesday night in a room affectionately called the Pit to attempt something none of us had ever done alone, much less together. Read the